Harper One and Harper Audio present On Earth as in Heaven, Daily Wisdom for 21st Century Christians by N.T. Wright, edited by Oliver Wright. Read by James Langton. A note before we begin. For a chronological outline of Jewish history and a list of additional reading materials, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/on-earth-as-in-heaven. Preface. Like time itself, certain ideas creep up on you, and before you know it, they have changed the way you think about everything else. That's how it was for me with the resurrection of Jesus. Brought up to go to church, to sing the hymns and say the prayers, I knew the story. On the third day he rose again, and all that. But the sermons I heard, and most of the hymns we sang around Easter time, were not actually about resurrection itself. They were about going to heaven. We assumed that talking about Jesus' resurrection was simply vivid picture language for saying that he was now alive, and that this meant that we, his followers, would go to heaven, to be with him in the end. One of the regular Easter hymns said as much, May we go where he is gone, rest and reign with him in heaven. Adding, Alleluia, to that, as you do, simply reinforced that message. Resurrection equals life after death equals going to heaven. End of story. Except that it isn't. The last scene in the Bible isn't about saved souls going up to heaven. It is about the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven to earth as the centerpiece of the new heaven and new earth, promised by the prophets and reaffirmed by Jesus himself and his first followers. That didn't fit the storyline we had been taught, so most of us just treated it as a bit of flowery decoration around the edge. But the more I tried to preach and teach the message of the New Testament in various church and university settings in the first 20 years or so of my public ministry, I was ordained in 1975, the more I came to realize that the old picture wouldn't do. In particular, I found myself trying to think through what the original gospel meant, first personally and pastorally, and then with regard to culture and politics. And one day it dawned on me, I was glimpsing in a whole new way what Jesus meant when he taught us to pray that God's kingdom would come on earth as in heaven. Up till then, I had vaguely thought of this as a temporary measure. Until we go to heaven ourselves, it would be nice if Earth, at least our little bit of it, could be a bit more, well, heavenly. But that makes nonsense not only of the Lord's Prayer, but also of Jesus' whole announcement of God's kingdom, and, ultimately, of his death, through which, in his own teaching and in the eager and excited teaching of his first followers, that kingdom had been established, though not in the way anyone had imagined before. At the heart of that new way was a new sense of time itself. The Jewish people, unlike most other ancient cultures, thought of time as a line. It had a beginning, creation, an end, when God would put the whole world right, and a middle, the confused and dangerous period they themselves were living in. But now, principally because of Jesus' resurrection, his followers came to believe that the end had already arrived, while the middle was still going on. Time itself got muddled up, or, as they came to see it, time itself was redeemed, given back to us in a new mode. The prayer had been answered, in advance of the final putting right of all things. God.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?